We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Ayin Vav and Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that in order to make an Erev between two Chatzeres, you want to unify two Chatzeres with an Erev, two separate courtyards, you have to have an opening in between them to go from one to another. You can have a door or you can have a window. If the window is 4x4, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, within 10 tvachim from the ground, it's enough to be opening from one to another to make an Erev. And the Gemara said that even if part of it is within your tvachim from the ground, it's enough. So Rav Yechon says like this, if you have a round window, so you need in this round window a square of 4x4. So how much is the circumference? How long is the circumference of the circle in order to have a square inside it? So Rav Yechon says the circumference has to be, it has to be 24 tvachim in order to put a 4x4 box into the circle. And how much of the circle has to be below Yud? Because you need the square to be below Yud Tvachim. Now, if the beginning of the circle, the bottom of the circle, is below Yud Tvachim, that the square doesn't start there. The square only starts where it has enough room to spread out the 4 Tvachim. So the Gemara says, "Shnayim mashu mehem b'soich Yud," and 2 and a little bit is within Yud, and that will help Shem Yeravenu if you make a square in there. Nimtzu mashu b'soich Yud, a mashu of that square window will be within Yud Tvachim. Now, what does it mean, Shtayim Mashu? So Tosfos learns it means the height from the window, from the circle up to the square window. The circle is the whole thing that's open. Up to the square, it has to be, you have to have 2 tefachim under Yud, and that will make sure that the square will be within Yud tefachim. Rashi actually says, Shtayim Mashu means the length of the circle, and that's a Pella because that won't be enough to make it go under. If the whole square is 4 tvachim wide, how is Shnayim Mashu enough space to be under the Yud? So there are terutzim to Rashi. Just really mean you need 6 and a Mashu, and 6 and a Mashu of the length of the circle, of the we call it like the rainbow of the circle, 6 tvachim of that will make sure that the square is within Yud tvachim, within Yud tvachim from the ground. It'll be lower than Yud tvachim, part of the square of the window. Rashi says 2, so 2 means that it's more than the square. The square is 4x4, the 2 tvachim means the 2 tvachim that's more, which altogether 6, that's how much has to be, b'soich yud. Al-Kaponim, what does say in the Gemara is that in order to have a square 4x4 in a round window, you have to have, the circle has to be a circumference of 24. So Gemara has a problem with that. Gemara asks like this, kol sheyesh be keifei shloisha tvachim, we know anything that's circumference is 3 tvachim, how much the width? Yes, by Rechav Tefach. And therefore, the Gemara is asking that if you need a 4x4, so if it's 4 tvachim diameter, so all you need is 12 tvachim around. Why do you need 24 tvachim? Chareb Treitz Vesag, it's enough for 12. So the Gemara says, that's Pasha, that's a mistake, that question. Hani Mili Be'egula, that's if it's a round window. Here is a square window. Bin and Tvei, you need more. Because to have a square, it's not diameter of 4, is only in the middle of the circle, across the middle, but doesn't have corners. So you need more. So Gemara has a kash on that. Mechti, Kama Maruba Yosel Eagle. How much usually is a square more than a circle? If you put a circle in a square, how much bigger is the circumference? For example, if you have a circle, the diameter is 4, the circumference is 12, because it's 3 times. When it's a square, if the diameter is 4, how much is the circumference? 6 is 16. So 16 more than 12 is usually a quarter. So kam revia say, go revia. So then, here also, when you put the square in the circle, you should say, 12 is not enough, you need 16. Shit's a sag, it's enough. 16 circumference of the circle, it's enough. So like tomorrow, no, that won't work either. Hani mili gula denafim gariva. If you have a gula circle that's in a square, that's a quarter more. Av revua denafik migay gula. You're putting a square in a circle, bin in tve. You need more. My time shum rosh de karnasa, because it has corners, so it needs more than a quarter more. So let's figure out how much more. So where's a kasha mechti? Let's figure out how much more. So now let's take a circle, put a square in it. Now, how much is the diameter of the circle that has a square in it? If it's a 4x4 square, how much does the diameter have to be to fit the 4x4 square in it? So the way you figure it out is you do the diagonal of the 4x4. You have a box 4x4, you do the diagonal. That will be the diameter of the circle. So let's figure out how much does the diameter of the circle have to be. So the Gemara's klal is, how much is the diameter of a square? So it's always 1 2/5. It's 1 2/5. 2/5 more than the sides. The diagonal is 2/5 more. So now, kol amza revua amza v'trei chumash amza. It's 1 2/5 ba'achsoina on the diagonal. So here, it's a 4x4. So you do 4 times 1 2/5. How much does that come out to? So it's 4. Plus 4 times 2/5, which is 8/5, which is 1 3/5. So it's altogether 5 3/5. That's how much the diagonal of a 4x4 square is. The diagonal is 5 3/5. So now we know the diameter of the circle, 5 3/5. Let's do times 3. So it's 3 times 5 is 15. And 3 times 3/5 is 9/5, which comes out to 1 4/5. So altogether, it's 16 4/5, which is 17 minus a fifth. So the question back is, why need 24 circumference for the circle to be able to fit the square inside it? It should be enough. It should be enough with 17 minus a fifth. So what's going on here? It's back shver. Rabbi Yechon said that you need 24. Rabbi Yechon said you need a kefoy, 24. It should be enough with 17 minus a fifth. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Oimar, ki daini de kasri. Rabbi Yechon holds like daini de kasri. I'm like Rabban de kasri. Oh, we call them the Rabbanon of the kasri. What do they hold? Oh, my gulam garuva riva. A circle in a square is less a quarter, like we said before, 12 to 16. But revua megay gula, when it's a square inside a circle, palga. It's a half more, which means since the circumference is 16, a half more is another 8, which is 24. That's what it says. And therefore, you need 24 because you need a half more. But the pella is, so comes that you're telling me now that the diameter of a circle is 8. That means that the diagonal of this square, which is the diameter of a circle, is 8. The sides are 4, it's 8. That makes sense. The angle should be double. It's impossible. So if you look at Taptis, I'll read it to you a little bit. The Kasavri Amsa Revua, Tre Amsa Achsaina. They hold that the Amsa in a square, it's the diagonal is 2 Amas. The less Lach Dan Kasri, you're going to break Amasukah, the Kachazin and Lavachiu. You see, it's not the Metzias. So it's Mamas Apella. Taptis tried to answer in a certain way, but Lachar, it's very fair. And therefore, I said it's 24, it's very shver, but that's what the Gemara says, and that's the Dain de Kasri, and that's how we're going before. So back to the Gemara before, we said it was a 24, when you have a 24 circumference of the circle, then you can fit the square inside it, and it said you need to be within the Yud, so Rat Tosfos learned it has to be in the height, 2 Tfachim and a Mashu in the height of the circle has to be within Yud, and Rashi, well, if you're Rashi, it means you need 6 of the Keshes, because if you, the square, 4x4, the circle, if you figure out the total of the circle, if it's 24 total, each rainbow around the square is 6 tvachim. So saying the 6 tvachim has to be within, 6 and a mashu has to be within Yud, then you know the square is within Yud. So the Gemara Vayta. It says that pachos medal al adalad, and it has to be within Yud when you have the opening between two chatzeris. Om Rav Nachman, l'shonu al-chalon shebein shei chatzeris. This shear of being within Yud tvachim is only halacha between two courtyards. Avachaloin shevein beis batim, if it's a window between two houses, and you want to make an area between the two houses, filu l'mayla masar nami, even if it's more than 10 tefachim high, this window, it's still, mrotzul arev, marev v'nechad, you can make an area. What's the reason? My timer. Beisa kamandam alidomi. A house is like it's full. And the way the Rabbeinu Yonison learns, that it's more than it's like it's full. It's, practically speaking, easier to use the window. I'll read you the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonison, and he says the fisher derech habayis, the normal way of how house is lahosim safsom, to put on benches or tevois or boxes, chests, svivas habayis. You can fill a mile ma'asar ma'arvenecha tshrei kilamatu nechshav nicha tashvishti. You climb up the chairs and the chest and use the window, because it's very normal to have around the house these type of things, these type of boxes, these type of dressers on the side, on the against the walls, and therefore you can reach the window and it's easy to use it. That's the pshat, why between two houses you can have it even l'mayla ma'asara. That was Rav Nachman's memra. Eisvei Rav Nachman, Rav asked a kasha Rav Nachman. It says in the Braisa, Echeli chaloin shebein beis chaseiris, say a window between two chaseiris, Echeli chaloin shebein beis batim, or a window that's found between two houses, Echeli chaloin shebein beis alias, or a window between two second floor apartments, Echeli chaloin shebein beis gagim, or a window between two roofs. And Rashi says, we're going according to the Yom that holds that, like the Rabbanu hold, you're not like carry from one roof to another roof, because just like there's the Urim, people living in the house, so the gag gets the same thing as the house, you can't carry from one gag to another gag. Not like Rav Shimon holds you could carry from gag to gag. Okay, that's what's going to. And if we need an Erev, so that chaloin works also. Echadli chaloin shemein beis chadarim, also a chaloin between two apartments that's in one building. Kulam dalad al dalad v'sei chasara. They all need a din of dalad al dalad, and they all need a din. It has to be within Yotvachim. What do you see? Mefurish in this brisa, even between two houses, you need within 10 tvachim. So how could Rav Nachman say you don't need within 10 tvachim by a house because you could climb up and use it easily, and therefore could consider opening two houses? Here it says it has to be b'seich asara. And for the Gemara, teguma chatzeiros. The halacha of teich asara is talking about chatzeiros, dafka, not by batim. Frek the Gemara, echad li katani. It says echad li chaloin, echad li chaloin, echad. All talking about the same halacha. And if the Gemara talking about dala dala, all going on the din of dala dala, all these things need 4x4, but they don't need within yod. They only 4x4, but they don't need within yod. But even Rabbi Rav Nachman, a shayla, Rabbi, I had a shayla for Rav Nachman. Lula pesuach min bayis la aliyah. Tzorach sulam kavua la hatiroi, or ain't tzorach sulam kavua la hatiroi. Until now we're talking about a window that's side by side, between two houses side by side, two chaseres side by side. And we said that when it's side by side, it could be l'may l'mayud when it's two houses. A chatzar can't, but a house could because you climb up. Here's a new shayla. You have two houses, one on top of another. And you have a little skylight from one house in the ceiling of house, the bottom, the ground floor house. You have a skylight to the upper floor. So the shayla is, you want to make an air between the two. What's your opening? All you have is a skylight. So tzarach sulam kavul ha'atira and tzarach sulam kavul ha'atira. Do you need a permanent ladder going up to the second floor to be matered, and that's called the opening a door from one house to another house. So you don't need a permanent ladder. When I have to get up, I'll figure out how to get up. What's the shayla? Maybe kiyam rina basic command the molyodom. That we said that if the window side by side is higher than your tefachim, it's good because basic command the molyodom, like Rainier Anderson explained, because there's things around the house. Hanimil matzad. Maybe it's only the derech to have things hanging, you know, dressers on the side against the walls. Aval be'emza, middle of the house where the opening is, lo, you don't have dressers there. So maybe there it's not nichtas rishta. You have things in the house, you have tables in the house, you climb up. And therefore you don't need a sulam kavua. Amalei ein tzarach, you don't need a sulam kavua, you don't need a permanent ladder there because you could climb up. Like we said before, the houses have things around it, and even the middle has it. Sava minei, sulam kavua de ein tzarach. We thought that what the answer was, you don't need a permanent ladder. Ha sulam arai tzarach, but you need maybe a temporary ladder there. So itmar Rav Yisrael Rav Nachman echad sulam kavua echad sulam arai in itzarach. You don't need any type of ladder. Since you have things around the house, you don't need any type of ladder there. Even a temporary ladder is not needed. And opening in the middle of a house to the second floor is called a good, sufficient pesach to make an erev, even though there's no ladder there. And what's the reason? The same reason as we said, side by side, because there's things around the house. The Gemara had a shayla, maybe you only keep things on the wall. My answer is no, you do keep things in the middle of the house, and therefore you can use that as a door, to climb up into the next floor, and that's called a sufficient opening to make an area between ground floor and upstairs. So the new Mishnah. You have a wall between two chatzeres, it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide. The wall is 4 tefachim wide. Ma'arvim shnayim. You can make an Erev separately, but ein ma'arvin echad, and you can't make an Erev as one. Why not? Because there's a wall in between without any door. Rashi speaks out that, of course, to have a wall between two chatzeres, to make that, you can't make an Erev. You don't need a dafka wall that's 4 tefachim wide. Even if it's very thin, as long as it's 10 tefachim high, it's enough. It just said rachav arba for the next halacha. That's why I said rachav arba. But halacha is, you have to have a wall between two chatzeres, you cannot make an Erev between both of them. You need a door. So if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high, you can't make an Erev together. And here it was reichav abba, why for the next halacha? It was 4 tefachim wide. So now, hoyev rashay, you didn't make an Erev because you can't make an Erev between two chaseres. Now, hoyev rashay peris, on top of this roof, there was peris. Elo oil mekam v'eichlin, elo mekam v'eichlin. They each could go on top to eat it, or vatri lo mata, but they can't bring it down. Why can't they bring it down? So Tosfos asked the question. So Tosfos said, not going to Rav Shimon, going to Rabban on the holds, that it's also to carry from chotzer to chotzer. Because this thing is like another chotzer, or maybe it's like a karfif, but either way, why can you carry kelim sheshofs of a chotzer to another chotzer? According to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to do that. So Taisa says, we're going to Rav Bar and hold, you can't carry from chotzer to chotzer. Another territory. Even if you're Rav Shimon, what it means, vatsal, you're reading Lamata, means you can't bring it down and bring it into your house. Because it's not your chotzer. It's a third chotzer, it's a separate chotzer. So anything at the top of this wall, you have to eat it there or in your chatzah, according to one Teretz Taisvus, or you have to eat it mamish there, because going under Rabban, you can't carry it from chatzah to chatzah. Nifrat zakoysel, ades amis. Now, let's say you have this wall between two chatzeres, any size wall. It's 10 tefachim high, any size width. Now, a gap breached the wall. Ad es amis, as long as the opening in the wall is less than 10 amis, ma'arvin shnayim, first of all, you can make Erev separately because you have a wall in between with a door. It's still considered two separate chaseres. And here, you can make an Erev as one. Why? Because you have a door. Peshuk Pesach. But Yosimikan, if it's more, the breach is more in Tanamis, then it breaks the whole wall. You have no wall anymore. Now Ma'arv and Echad, you have to make one Erev. The Ma'arv and Shnayim, you can't each make your own Erev. Each courtyard make their own Erev. Because now they're open to each other. If they're open to each other, they need one Erev. They don't have one Erev, they cannot carry from the house to the Chatzah, because all consider one big courtyard, since you don't have a wall in between. Ah, you have a wall? No, if it has a breach of ten Amis, that loses its shame, Kaisel, and therefore you cannot be Ma'arv Shnayim, only Ma'arv and Echad. Only Ma'arv has one, you can't Ma'arv separately. So it says in our Mishnah that if you have a wall that's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, the halach is that if you have Paris on top, you have to eat it on top. You can't bring it down because it's separate shows. So, Ein Bar Abba Mai, what happens if the wall is not 4 Tvachim wide? So it's a machlekes. Amar Rav, Avish Tereshuish Letus Boy, Lo Yazis Boy Ephilim Loinima. If it's less than 4 Tvachim, it doesn't have its own shame. Rishos, and it's both to both sides, and now they're both shaylat on it, and you can't even carry it on the wall even an inch, because maybe it's that belongs to both of them, and there's no Erev on top. There's no Erev on top, and therefore it belongs to both of them, it's mixed together, and there's no Erev. That's Rav Rav Shita. Rav Yechonama, Ilu Mailam Kamva Uchlin, Ilu Kamva Uchlin. Not only could you eat it on top, even you could bring it up there on top and eat it there from your chatzah. What's the pshat? Because since it's so narrow, it's a makam ptur. A makam ptur is bottled to each side, and you can make it on both sides to bring it up. So that's the halacha of Rav Yechonah. Halachas Rav and Rav Yechonah.